Here we are again, the dog days of summer, the perfect time to reflect on dogs. They're famously our best friends. Shouldn't we seek advice from our best friends? With this in mind, I asked my Airedale Lucy for help. Something's out of whack, I said to her. We humans don't seem to be doing a very good job of things. Our politicians aren't trustworthy, and it's making us paranoid and more alienated from one another. What should we do? Lucy stopped licking her private parts for a minute and shot me a dismissive glance. Grow a tail, she said, then continued her activity. How would that help humans? I asked in a scoffing tone. Lucy replied, a tail is an absolute barometer of one's motive. Happy's a quick wag, a slow wag's unpredictability. Stiff and high is on guard, surrender is tucked down. At that point, she froze with her tail stiff and high, staring at an insolent squirrel in the yard. The more I considered her point, the more I realized that human tails would help somewhat. If the governor had had a tail when he was saying he wanted to do right by Kansas schools, its slow wag would have told us not to trust him. A tail on Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach would have wagged ecstatically every time someone mentioned oppression of minority voter strength, giving away his true motive. You could read a list of potential wealthy donors to a politician, and his tail would reveal who is secretly contributing to his campaign. Instead of tailless humans, we should start electing dogs to public office. They're easier to believe. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.